Train inviting you or welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Excuse me while I start peeling some clothes off. You can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon, the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. Stacy's looking at me. Why does she sound so weird? Because I'm trying to take my sweater off.
I don't think Stacy knew what was going on in the studio this time.
Anyway, you can tune us on the radio, internet, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW. Click on Listen upper left, then Listen Online, and you are set up to stream. Go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And I think that covers it. Now, it is so much more fun to do the Love Train in the studio rather than Zooming from home. But up until today, there was always an extra bonus when I was at home because Nathan turned all these cool lasers on the computer. And so I'd see all this great laser work on the computer, and then Nathan would put sunglasses and all those whatever those things are you do online that I don't know how to do. And it was really fun. Well, then Nathan plays disco ball with our lights because he's our lighting when we do the Love Train. But this week, he put the lasers up on the big TV screen we have here in the studio. It was very cool. Stacy, could you see it from?
I was wondering what you guys were looking at, and I was trying to look around the wall here, but couldn't quite.
Well, in the middle of the song, I was thinking, I don't know if Stacy can see this. But I thought, I don't want to leave and go tell her. So anyway, we get one more try at 11 o'clock, but you'll have to either come join us or
lean over,
over enough because all the lasers are up on the TV over there. So yeah, Stacy has to work to be able to see through the glass to see that part of the studio. So anyway, so you're right, Nathan. She didn't know what was going on.
Well, we finally brought those lasers to the studio like I've been working on, and
but it was really cool, wasn't it?
We can call it Love Train 2.0 now.
Yeah, that's right. It was really neat. But one of those lasers is pretty cool, huh? Yeah. All right, now you've got to simultaneously be able to work the lights over there, but also be on the in the middle of the lasers like you are when I zoom, and you got the sunglasses and all that other cool stuff that you put on. Anyway, that was so much fun. And hey, did you know? I mean, I actually can talk, and I was up and dancing and all of that. And remember when we started this? I could hardly breathe. You know, and I'm choking my way through starting the next hour. But my gosh, even at my age, I'm gaining more stamina. So this is good exercise, you guys. All right, woohoo! All right, we are back to doing what we do. It is Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and it is the second Sunday of the month. So that means it's BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday with Nels Rasmussen, his sister Linda Rasmussen here. Now, Nels works primarily on animals, and some humans. Linda works primarily on the human animal and some animals. And so when you call in, Nels will get started on the animals. Linda deals with the humans. And now, and you don't have to do both. I mean, you can call in if you're just a human animal today. You can call in if you just want to do your animals. But usually when you're calling about your animals, there's something that needs to be worked on the humans as well.
And so, why wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, for heaven's sakes. It can make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Free up that gunk that's stuck in your system. Get that out of there.
Yeah, it's quite interesting when over the years and doing this work, every once in a while we get someone on the line that's very intuitive and sensitive and can feel what's going on in their bodies. And then that's quite amazing because they'll tell you what they're feeling, what's happening. They can feel things release and all of that. So anyway, that's fun. So I think we are ready. We have a caller ready to go, and we're going to Seattle. And Terry, is that where we're headed?
That's it.
Terry, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Aunt Martha. I was just there yet. That seems like I just saw you. Good morning.
Yes. Hello again.
How are you today?
Doing good. Still trying to process the tons of information you gave me yesterday, but doing good.
All right. So, yes, I was at your home all afternoon, and you and your husband, Rich, and your Lakeland Terrier, Ollie.
Yes.
And do I have your permission to talk about the situation, Ollie, for a little bit?
Absolutely.
I would just say to start with, as an animal behavior therapist, I really do deal with the worst of the worst and some of the most challenging cases. And that cases have been getting more challenging during the pandemic and all of that. And that I've had a string of some really challenging stuff, either coming through me or through Nels. And that we've been having to work cases together. But with cases that I thought were not resolvable, we've been able to make some phenomenal progress. And this is one of those kind of cases. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, definitely this dog was not helpable. This was a learn to live with this dog or kill him is about the choice. Because this dog has a lot of anxiety and issues now. Some types of terriers can be really wired for sound anyway. And my experience with the most common terrier breed you'd see that kind of intense energy in would be like your wired hair fox terriers, smooth-coated fox terriers. Lakelands can fall in that same category, and this little guy, Ollie, is right there. And let's see, Tina, you and Richard, you got Ollie when he was just a puppy.
Yeah, we got him when he was 8 weeks old.
And he came from a breeder that also bred wired hair fox terriers, lots of dogs, so we don't know a lot about the genetic background. But this little guy, or Ollie, now Ollie is about 6 years old now, is that right?
Yeah, he was six in July.
Yep, so he's been with them quite a long time. This guy has been pretty much your basket case his whole life.
Whole life.
And they described, Terry, you described to me yesterday when this guy was a puppy, there were problems from the beginning, very mm-hmm. sensitive. House training was like a nightmare. But mm-hmm. this dog has spent most of his, when I was thinking about it last night, it's like this dog is terrified of the world. And he's what, Nels, I'm running, you know how I get things in stages. Right. I'm getting a bunch of these dogs, and they even, I'm calling them, I labeled them as of yesterday with Terry and Rich, and I'm calling them vibrator dogs.
Oh.
Because they shake all the time, and pretty much for no apparent reason, they just sit there and they vibrate. Isn't that right, Terry?
That is correct.
Yeah.
In
okay.
In sleep, he vibrates.
So he's not the first one. Now, I've seen it rarely, I think, but I get a bunch of the same cases to figure out and work with. And he's like the third vibrator I've had in a month.
Wow.
So far, and anyway, I think your work is going to be real helpful here. But they described a time with him. as he was growing up. They're trying to house train. It's terrible. He was so terrified of life and was so out of balance that this young puppy, you know, teenage guy, walking through, as he walked through the house, he dribble urine the whole way. And everywhere he went, he's dribbling. Finally, then he's barking and he's crazy and they don't, you know, and all the crazy stuff. They got all kinds of, you know, behavior stuff going on. No, not able to balance anything really or change anything. And so kind of where they ended up was having to put him on psychotropic drugs. So he's on fluoxetine. And he's been on that for, 4 years now? I think since he was 2 years old?
Yes.
Okay, so I remember Christ. He's been on the psychotropic drugs for 4 years now.
Wow.
So that complicates the deal, you know, because we got that on board, and I don't know what's going on with that. We've got some physical things going on with one owner that, you know, the human-to-animal transference. It means when you're likely to attract an animal that has similar stuff. So very likely we have thyroid components going on here, low thyroid. With the extreme and irrational fear that we've got going on with the dog, and then we've got the family line there. So there may be more work to do, but I don't know if we're going to have to test those things or not, because with what this dog had quite a big turnaround when I was there yesterday. Now, definitely, you know, we're not done yet, but he was definitely making progress, and we were able to break through. But I think when we combine Nell's work, it could make a huge difference.
Right.
So now, Terry, from your guys' perspective, how would you describe Ollie up until yesterday?
How would I describe him? He is a very sweet and lovable dog, but he's highly excitable. Loud noises absolutely frighten him to the core. He's untrustworthy with other dogs. We don't know if he will or will not.
Been attacked a few times in the park and all of that. So we have the aggression towards dogs. Zero impulse control.
Yes. Zero impulse control.
They couldn't, and up until they couldn't sweep the floor. Couldn't use the vacuum. Can't go out on your deck and move the chairs around because he flips his cookies and goes nuts.
Yeah.
They couldn't walk him. They had to give up taking him for walks because he wouldn't move. He wouldn't go. All that sort of stuff. Fortunately, he responded very well with a very smart, very sensitive dog. He's got lots of fears. That actually makes it easier for me to get in. Because I can take advantage of that fear and break through with sound and then start reprogramming the dog. And it worked beautifully yesterday, but this guy, in the past, I would have not been real encouraging. But now, with all the tools we've got and with Nell's work, I just think we may be able to turn this guy completely around and get him off of the psychotropics. Of course, that's not where we start. You know, you have to, we'll leave him on the drugs until, you know, we know it would be safe to take him off. But now I know, Nels, you started right away tuning into Ollie.
Right, yeah.
And you've been, because he'd been attacked before at the park, and this dog, bizarre behavior, get this. This dog, Terry, you had him at the dog park, and this was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at one area of the dog park, another dog attacked him. Okay, and that was real traumatic. Now, I don't think it's like, he got, you know, nervous system stuck in freeze flight, you know, fight flight at that point, because he was already messed up before then. But he got attacked by this dog. Well, he didn't forget that. Now, often that will freeze up their nervous system. Dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. And when a dog's been attacked like that, they can, as a result, become dog defensive. And in their minds, the best defense is a powerful offense. So if they've been attacked, then they can assume they're going to be attacked again. And so they think, I'll just act as tough as nasty as possible to convince who's ever messing with me. I'm too tough to mess with. this guy went way beyond that. What he did with this, he got attacked in that area. Then after that, then we go back to the park. What does this dog do? This dog makes a beeline to the spot in the park where he was attacked and then prepares to attack any dog that comes. But wow. Right, but at that spot.
Yeah.
I have never heard a dog doing that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
But he would go right back to the spot where he was attacked and then prepare to attack anybody. And the dog doesn't like specific breed, doesn't like boxers. But it wasn't a boxer that attacked him. As far as they know, he's never had an experience with boxers. So I'm going to ask Natasha next week. I'm wondering if this guy is bleeding over past life memories and stuff.
Could be also, you know, that it's vibratory frequencies, and he's picking up a vibe that, you know, boxers all kind of have similar vibes. I mean,
oh,
you know,
yeah, and boxers can be strange.
Yeah, and high energy dogs.
They can be special. I guess that's a better word, so yeah. Boxer people don't get mad at me.
Well, no, I mean, boxers are wonderful. That's why people love them, but they are kind of wild and crazy. So there's a vibe, and he's, you know, that vibe is what he's picking up.
Yeah. And pit bulls, too, I think he doesn't like. But at any rate, it really felt that if we get you involved with him, combined, you know, that, well, you working on Ollie, but then Linda, because these people have been through the ringer, especially Terry, who is so involved, you know, and bonded with him, really been through the ringer over this last 6 years with this dog.
Yeah.
Terry, you told me honestly that Rich's loyalty and devotion to Ollie has never wavered. You know, keep him forever. But Terry's gotten to the point of such frustration with this guy that she's been ready to give up at times. Okay, so I'm really, really hopeful that we're going to be able to work through this. And and by the time we finished the session yesterday, okay, working through now, I had to bust through. To break through and bust rank and put him back into puppyhood. And when I take the power like that, these dogs go majorly back into their fear. And for a while they think, oh God, I can't defend myself, you know, or control everything anymore. So obviously I'm going to die. And sometimes they quit and give up. And he was, I'm just going to take my dolls of dishes and go away till she leaves. So he's slow at coming back around. But by the time we're done, we had the broom out. We swept all over the kitchen and had a little broom party and all of that. He did great. We went out in the deck and we shoved those chairs all over the place, and he did really well. He doesn't leave. He can't put any bags on the floor because he'll get in and steal things and all of that. So as soon as they tell me that it's like, you know, then I just put my bags on the floor and, you know, deal with that. So, and he's good at that. And then last thing we did, we went for a walk, and we walked all the way around the whole block. And he walked. He did great and was paying attention. And, so we ended up on a really positive note. So now, Nels, you tuned into Ollie and to work on him. And the first thing I want to know from him, did you have to do the reset points
yes.
with him?
Yeah, that wasn't the very first thing I did.
Okay.
But it ended up being what I finished with, was both sides of the Rasmussen reset to reset the fight or flight system.
Okay. Yeah. But there was more than that.
There was
that had
more
to
than
be
that, done. Yeah.
Okay. So that really means that's good news. You know, we don't like to hear, oh, there was nothing to do. When there's stuff that to work on, then that means that we can see an improvement that it will be beneficial.
Now, should we be getting Linda involved? And
yes,
are we
I
up
was
going to
say.
Break or
I think we'll just go ahead and finish up with this, and then we'll catch up with advertisers. So, Linda and Terry, it's okay if Linda tunes in with you, right? Okay, so Linda, you can take over with Terry. But I think, Nels, did you feel that Terry needed to be worked on too?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you felt that?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to think about Ollie in some recent moment when Ollie was just being so sweet. Just bring to your mind some time of Ollie just being so sweet. Just focusing on that.
Ollie and sweet. He is a cutie. You know, he can be really sweet.
I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on a feeling of embarrassment.
Mm.
And the number 4. Your eyes are closed, looking up at the right side of your forehead. I'm going to have you just do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Just really nice, long, deep inhale, followed by a really long exhale. Just keep doing that as you think embarrassment 4.
Terry, you got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep breathing and thinking embarrassment and the number 4. Closed eyes, look up to the right, slow, deep breathing, embarrassment number 4.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Terry. And with your eyes open, just letting your head tip forward, just gently stretching the back of your neck, and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then allow yourself to remembering Ollie being so sweet.
Hmm.
And that is complete. And if you'll just continue to hold Ollie in his sweetest moment, I'm going to find an affirmation for you.
Now, Nels, did you help a little bit there?
I was just doing the good dog points.
Ah, for Ollie or
yeah.
For Terry?
For Ollie.
And Terry, I'm going to have you actually use the same affirmation I gave the last caller. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency.
Ah, okay. For the feeling of consistency.
And just a hint on the word consistency. For some people, that might sound like some kind of disciplinary kind of a thing. And actually, it's connected to timelessness, that we are the same over the long, long span of our existence.
Well, hopefully we're learning and growing as we go.
Yes, we have an essential self that's always always us.
So I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency.
Yes.
All right. Now, before we finish up, we've got one more human in the environment. Although the dog's behavior is different with the husband when we're out in public than it is with Terry. So, I mean, do you have a sense? Do we need to hollow Rich in to have a session here? Or are we good with Terry?
My sense is it's not that big a deal at this moment anyway. I think the big issue, because of Terry's, you might say, long-term frustration, I think we needed to work through that. And to my mind, the energy can settle at this point. There may be some room for improvement later with Rich. Okay.
That was my sense, and I asked even this morning driving in, I asked, and I got that no, Rich can sideline on this one, that Terry's the one that's most connected here. So you guys have confirmed that. All right, now, my instructions, you know, when I left Terry and Rich were, you know, cards and everything, and Terry, you are still going to be talking to Nels about getting the in-person at-home do-it-yourself program as well as connecting Nels, because what he can do, you contact him through the website, then he can do the phone evaluation with you, but tune in to figure out what kind of a program do we need.
Yeah, what really, some animals, you just reset them once and you're good to go, but here we've got an animal that's been this way for 6 years, its whole life. Chances are pretty good it's going to require a little more than that.
Yeah. So Terry, you'll be contacting Nels through the website today, right?
I will. I have his card right here.
Wonderful. All right. And then we'll see. Let's see how things are shaking out and everything going okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, everything is going okay. We tried making the bed this morning, which is always a circus. And had to use the tool that you gave us. And
the magic penny can.
Yeah, he didn't want to stay in his bed, and I kept making him go back. I didn't let him just escape, which he would want to do if something was stressful. And he's a little pouty now, but he's okay.
Yeah, see, and I just was thinking a lot about you last night and this morning, and I'm so glad you're hanging in there and allowing him to go through this process to come back as a more balanced dog, because that's really what happens. We bust Brank way back to puppyhood, and then we raise him back upright, and we're in the process of that now. But basically, you've got to, you know, and it's kind of a strange process in that you actually sometimes have to tell these dogs that the behavior they're engaging in, the anxiety, the neurotic behavior, sometimes you have to tell them that's wrong. And you actually have to correct it. Okay? That's what a lot of people they can't get to. But if you're willing to do that, see, then you stop the bad behavior. But Terry and Rich are going to be doing a lot of parties, happy, jolly stuff, because you bust them back, you know, they go back into their fear. When you're raising them back up, they have to establish powerful leadership. So he thinks they are the most powerful beings on the planet, and they can take care of everything. So all he has to do is hang with them, do what they say, and he can relax and be safe, because they usually come back out of the sea without the anxiety. But then it's going to be Terry's and Rich's job to teach this guy and sell him on how wonderful life is. So everything's going to be happy and jolly and positive associations, and they've got to make him love planes flying over the house and garbage trucks and mailmen and noises and quick moves, and they're going to be selling him on how wonderful life is. So that's kind of what your life's going to be like for a while. But, Terry, I want you checking in with me a few times this week to let me know what's going on, and then you're going to continue with Nels, and then we'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Animal World, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Nathan, you got the time. What do you think? Should we put both breaks together and do them all at once?
We
can
do that.
Get it out of the way? And we got anybody else on the phone?
We actually do. We got Diane, our good friend Diane in Bellevue with her cat Theo.
All right, so Diane and Theo will be up next. If you'd like to grab a line, please get on now, because I think we're just going to put the ads together for this hour, do one break now, and take care of everybody. Then we'll have the rest of the hour to talk to you guys. So local number, 425-373-5527, and toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. Diane, you'll be next. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from a lot of our great advertisers, NuPro Supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P. As in Peter R.O., great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, NuProSupplements.com, and the NuPro products you can find at Bridges in Snohomish, where I shop. So I see it on the shelf every time. And Whispering Dragon, Whispering-Dragon.com. You can make an appointment to see Jude on Wednesdays or Fridays, and she's teaching classes again, 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please join our Animal World family of advertisers. Give me a call or send me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or call me at 360-217-7258. You know how to use that same number if you need to call me for advice on your dog friends, animal friends. And, of course, we heard from Vertical Energy Worldwide. That would be Linda Rasmussen. And why don't you just briefly, we'll go into more detail a little later, but you said you've got something coming up in November.
I'm going to be part of the Conscious Wellness Fair that is taking place in the Kent Commons first weekend in November, Saturday and Sunday, November 6th and 7th. People can come and say hi.
Wonderful, because we haven't had any of these kind of fairs or events, you know, with COVID and all of that for so long. How wonderful that they're able to do it again.
Yeah.
So when the Kent Commons, when is it again?
First weekend in November. That's the 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday.
All right. We'll mention that again before we're done. And cool. All right. So, hey, how about that? We got time left in this hour, so we have phone lines open if you are interested and you want a free remote treatment for you and or your animal friends. Give us a call, 425-373-5527. Next up, is it Diane in Bellevue? In Bellevue. Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Hi.
So I'm touching base about Theo, and maybe Nels could work on his brother Whiskers, too, to make sure he's okay. But he was having the urinary tract issue. I think you both remember. I called enough.
Yes. Right.
And Martha, you had suggested that I try the prescription food, and uh-huh. so my vet did agree for me to try it. I gave it to him. Well, I had to give it to both because they switch out their foods. For almost a month, just 3 weeks. But I think he's on the mend, and I
So you think it's making a difference?
I think it did, because...
All right, so let's do a sidebar here. She's talking about prescription diets. You know I don't like them.
Me neither.
Anybody that knows about good quality ingredients in food doesn't like them. But here's the bottom line. They are chemically formulated very well for the problems they're intended to address. And sometimes, with some physical cases, with some animals, there just isn't a choice. That is the best option for them. I had to learn this lesson with one of my beloved Abyssinians. You know, Nels, you remember PJ.
Right.
And I feed raw food and all the good healthy stuff, but he had urinary tract issues. And Dr. Bill and I were not able to resolve them any other. We'd get him resolved, get him, you know, he's on his raw food that would come back. And, you know, I had to have urine testing strips at home and cat box, peed sample boxes, all that kind of stuff. Every time we'd put him on the prescription diet to get him back in balance, and then I'd wean him back off and on to raw, then it would start all over. Anyway. After fool around with it, there just was no way to keep him balanced and his urinary tract healthy without the prescription diet. So I had to change my attitude. I had to learn to love, you know, that your Royal Canin SO, and I figured out how to do that. So sometimes you just have to do what works.
Right.
And it sounds like Theo's one of those times. And that's why I encouraged you to try it. Diane, because it was the only thing that helped my PJ.
Yes, and I'm you sound so familiar because I'm transitioning back to what I consider the healthier food.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking, you know, if it happens again, I might have to do what you did, just keep him on the other.
Yeah, I'm glad that little story came out. That's obviously why it came out, because, see, you're in the same square that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be different. You might be able to wean him back, and his urinary tract will stay in balance. But it may not, and if he keeps going back to the same cycle, mm-hmm. then you just got to stay. So at one point, I just finally said, you're on prescription, and that's what we do. And up until the very end of his life, the last few days when, you know, I haven't talked about it yet because, you know, you can hear it happening. It's still very, very close to me in my heart. But those last few days, you know, because he loved the raw food and all that, so he got to eat what he wanted,
mm-hmm.
You know, before he checked out this time. But he was ready. He'd had enough of dealing with all of that. But, you know, when it didn't matter anymore, he got to eat the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? These cats just love the prescription junk food. They love it.
Well, you know, and most cats, you know, the crummy stuff in the grocery store you get, you know, the cheaper foods. It's like crack, kitty crack and stuff,
yeah.
The dry foods. But it's because of, you know, the sugars and the yucky stuff they put in there that mm-hmm. can be addictive to them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not because they're really good quality ingredients and stuff. It's because, you know, they're addicted to some of the stuff that's not so good in there and all of that. But on the other hand, we all want our animals to like what they eat, so we often want to feed that stuff because they like it so much.
But they did like the other, the good quality food. They liked that too. But when I presented that, it was like, whoa, this is good stuff.
Well, so at least they're happy they're liking it. But yeah. But like I said, you know, that's just kind of the general for prescription diets. Sometimes it is the best choice for the particular animal in the situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you have to pick and choose. And trying to keep them on the healthiest foods is sometimes simply not an option.
Okay. So while you've been talking, I've been working.
I can see that. Yeah. So are you on Whiskers now or still
I am on
Theo?
Whiskers now. I started with Theo, got him balanced, and now I'm actually just finishing up with Whiskers. I think Diane kind of looks forward to working with Linda.
I was going to say, Diane, it's okay if Linda tunes in?
Oh, that'd be great. I'm sure I have some things going on. I typically always do.
All right. Well, let's have Linda straighten you out then.
Well, hello, Diane. It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you to think about the thing that's most important to you right now. Whatever that is, just bring that into your thoughts. Whatever is most important to you.
Most important.
Okay.
All right. And then set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And the number three. And your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you just do some very slow, deep breathing in and out.
All right, Diane, your eyes are closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead, doing slow, deep breathing, thinking accurate, and the number three. Accurate number three. All right.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane.
Okay.
And then with your eyes open, let your head tip forward. We're just gently stretching the back of your neck, tucking the chin, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then going back to thinking about whatever it was that you brought to mind that's most important to you right now.
Yeah, thinking about that most important thing.
Okay, and that is complete.
Hey.
And let's see. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate will be your affirmation, and you will want to really bring this vibration of accurate into your field, Diane, by noticing yourself being accurate in all these different ways, that your perceptions are accurate, your movements are accurate. Mm. Just let yourself really notice yourself being accurate and then be grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate.
Thank you.
All right. So Nels, you balanced both Theo and Whiskers.
Right.
Anything of note there?
Not that much. Mostly it was just the reset, the Rasmussen reset for the fight or flight, which can get activated by almost any little thing going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. There was, I think, one of the things on Theo was something a little bit different, but still nothing what I would call way unusual. So just trying to keep the channels of communication and energy flow open.
All right.
Well, thank you. And they're both in their little baskets where they sleep, and they're like crashed out now.
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's often they often have to sleep it off after having a session. And you said Theo continues to be on the prescription diet?
No, I finished that about a week ago and started on their regular food. And I'm watching, you know, checking the pH of the urine and all that stuff just to see if it stays okay.
Uh-huh.
And then if it doesn't, I'm thinking I might go ahead just as preventative, order some more of the prescription food in case it starts to go sideways, and then
right,
I can continue it.
Okay, good. So you're monitoring. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. Well, think good thoughts for you, and we'll hope that you make the transition back and he stays stable and good. But if not, no, it's okay to go back to the prescription food. And if that's what's necessary to keep his urinary tract balanced, then That's good. He can have a tune-up with Nels, you know, once in a while and be good.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All righty. We got open phone lines. All righty. So we're wide open and would love to hear from you. I think we'll probably have to do current events because we don't have a caller right at the moment to go to. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And we would love to hear from you. So let's do a little current events. So what do we got going here? Well, we got Linda Rasmussen is always on current events because she's still being a little crazy and offering free sessions to anybody that asks. So all you got to do, get a free introductory session. All you got to do is call or text her. You can check out Linda and her work at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can find her on Facebook at Vertical Energy. Okay. And you can just give her a call or text her at this number and say, hey, I'd like a free session. And she will be happy to accommodate you, which you can do in person. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. Or she can work remotely, like she's doing here. And the number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then we got to add to the current events that this is the first weekend in November. Do you know the dates of that?
6th and 7th
November, and it's a psychic fair.
It's Conscious Wellness Expo.
Conscious Wellness Expo.
And it's at Kent Commons, which is the big community center in Kent.
Yeah, and which is a common place for events like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you will be there Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And they haven't finalized the details yet, but I may be one of the speakers. I can talk some more about the work I do and give people some helpful hints.
All right, and of course, we have an in with Linda, so she'll keep me informed when they get the details together so
yes.
that I can tell you each week on current events what's going to be happening.
And it is a free event, so people don't have to pay any admission, and they're following whatever the COVID requirements are to keep everybody safe and things moving. And so people will just need to be up on whatever it is we're supposed to be doing by then.
Yeah, I guess the question would be, I think right now, that pretty much you got to wear a mask anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're in public, you got to wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have to be aware, depending on where you are vaccine status-wise, whether or not vaccines are required or proof of vaccination.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like, you didn't say anything, it doesn't sound like they're requiring
vaccines. I'm not seeing that, but people should... I'll definitely give you all the details that I can get on it, but it's free. It's
plan on masking, but it doesn't sound like vaccines are required.
Yeah.
But you do need to mask up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Stacey. What vaccine did you get?
The Pfizer.
You did.
Yeah.
Did you have you gotten a booster?
I got my booster. I did.
When did you get yours?
On the a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
That first weekend you could get in.
Ah, me too. I got mine on a Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm 2 weeks tomorrow. I'm nine. So I am delighted. Yeah. I'm thricely vaccinated and couldn't be
We're
more
boosted,
happy.
All
that.
Boosted up.
All boosted, and you're boosted too. Okay. I was thinking, maybe I got to get it before Stacy, but we got it at the same time.
Probably,
so.
Yeah.
All right. It was a tie. Well, actually, I think she got on the weekend. She beat me by a day or two. So anyway. What else have we got on current events? Well, we got Natasha Venter, and she does some custom classes she will schedule for you, Awakening Your Intuitive Gift class and Bringing Light to the Shadow World class. She's also available for private readings. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. And I might as well, since I'm on the subject of Natasha, next week is the third Sunday of the month. That's 17th. And that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So I'm thinking, Nels, depending on what's going on with Miss Ollie this week, that I might have Natasha tune in and see what she can tell me about this guy and some of the things going on with him.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see if that's necessary by then. All right, let's see. Northwestern Stream Center is operating. They are available on a reservation basis Tuesdays through Saturdays for the nature walk. And nothing scheduled class-wise or event-wise at this point, but I'll let you know it as soon as they get something else scheduled. All right, the big news this week, besides Linda, it will be at an event in November. The other big news is from Seattle Humane, because as we move in to this next year, this is kind of hard to believe, but Seattle Humane will be celebrating their 125th anniversary.
Wow.
But they've been Seattle Humane 125 years. I mean, I didn't realize it's been that long. Okay? But 125, that's a big deal. Okay?
Seems like just the other day.
Doesn't it? Just like the other. So anyway, it is a big deal, and they're going to make a big deal of it. So they're already sending out the press releases and a big save the date because May 7th, I'm assuming that's a Saturday, May 7th is going to be the Tuxes and Tails celebration. They always did in the past it in May, but because of COVID, you know, it got bumped around and they just did it this last month. But so it's going to be back to its regular schedule in May. They're not given details yet, but I know they'll do an in-person gala if it can be done. And we'd assume that maybe by then enough people will be vaccinated and we can be done with this virus. But hopefully by then they'll be able to do the in-person gala. They had to cancel it last minute, the in-person part this year. They tried, but it didn't fly. But next year, next May, hopefully it will. And they say that throughout 2022, they will be doing an array of community events, partnerships, and special moments to celebrate the milestone. So we'll pay attention to what they're going to do. But, you know, think good thoughts and well wishes to Seattle Humane for all their incredible years of service. Let's see, don't have any events or anything going on at Meow, but you do know that they, Saturdays and Sundays in the afternoon, you can actually go into the shelter now. The kitties are all back at the shelter. You can go in and meet them in person. You also still have the option of adoption, of a contactless adoptions. So check out meowcatrescue.org. And then I told you, you know, next week is Behavior Training and Healing with me, and Natasha's here, and we'll look forward to hearing from you there. And by golly, look at that. We are out of time in hour number two. So let's close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. Would love to talk to you in the third hour and get you hook you up with Nels and Linda Rasmussen here and some remote treatments. But right now we're going to focus on the love train and spreading that love all over. It's exercise time and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on your feet and dance with us. I'll be cruising through to collect you on the love train and we'll spread it all over the place. And I energize up the love train song with my yogi energization prayer. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.